Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Truly. heart knows, the heart shows, the heart bestows, and the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are, and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling. A feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows. flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity. Channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, there's a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Current right now, oh, love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth, so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Thank you.
thank you so much for returning to this beautiful, wonderful playground of life. I am Ombasa Sofira. Feeling the love from my friend Makua Ray. Talking about love being a current of energy. Flowing through you and flowing through me in spite of ourselves. Yeah? Whether we like it or not, love is flowing through us as we breathe, as we live, as we stream this frequency. What is the state of your currency and your flow and your frequency right now? If you were to look at it and measure it and see what kind of balance is there? Not a balance. We're not talking a balance whether 50%. Yeah, I gave you 50. You gave me 50. No. It's all about how you are interpreting within your soul what your needs are. What is it that you are feeling in need of right now, or in need of you? Or what is the state of the relationship that you're around as you flow, as you allow the current to just go in all about you on your state? What is the state that you're in right now in terms of your flow and your current? Look around. Look at your circle. Look at the people that you call family, friends. People that you're relating with. So, I have a few questions. There's a lot of questions going around right now, you know. In terms of this 2014, what's going on in 2015? I want to hear all the questions. I want to hear all the comments tonight. All you have to do is call 746-3346 and just chime right in. We're open for you this evening, this day. We want to hear all you have to say. Don't have me start rhyming about coming to play. Because it is the day. This is the day. This is the time to chime in and give all of the love. Yes, indeed. What is your worth? How much are you willing to invest in the feeling of freedom again? You can't tell me you never felt free. There had to be a time in your life where you felt some kind of freedom. Tell me, do you value your time, space, and energy levels? How much do you value it? When is the last time you spent on yourself, with yourself? I got the questions for you. Have you been circulating yourself? Have you been circulating yourself, your currency, your energy in a balanced fashion? Take a minute to breathe. Have you found your life to be nourishing or depleting? And if it's depleting, is it now time? I mean, right now. Because we could do this right now. Is it time right now to replenish your wellspring? Just because you can. Just because where you come from is the energy that create worlds. That means you can be and do and have and say anything for your life. You can speak anything into your life right now. So tell me, what do you know? What do you know about your life? Is life offering you your very best? Are you a keen observer of how you're extracting from life as well as giving to life? Okay, I'm going to find out where you are. All right. What I want to say is I am very thankful right now because I have some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful artist friends. And every time I hear the music, like Makua Ray giving us that beautiful piece called Tapped In, you can find him on Facebook. Makua Ray is M-I-K-U-A-K. And then Ray is A-R-A-I, sorry. And the piece was Tapped In. But you can find him on Facebook and get some of his music. And before that, you heard my piece, Heart Rhythms, from Soul Journey to Truth. And I just wanted to share some things about remembering who we are. And then before that, of course, my good friend George Gavrilis. You can find his music on evzonemusic.com. And he has some beautiful pieces that if you want to get inspired, you listen to that. We listen to Pure Imagination. That's what we play from him every week. And I tell you, his music is just totally gorgeous. So if you want to check him out, please do. And we're going to be opening up the chat room today. So we're going to be listening and talking to a lot of people. But if you want to talk to us on the line, please call 347-426-3346. So I'm going to bring in my playmate. And you know who it is. You know who it is. I'm not even going to go through that long spiel we went through last week because I'm going to let him talk about himself because I know he got a lot to say today, and I'm not going to play with that. Life Coach Ade, welcome back to the playground.
Yes, it's good to be back. It's good to show up for the soul appointment and see what wants to show up so we can all dance together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I'm loving this dance. There's so much going on. And, you know, I'm feeling full, but yet at the same time I'm feeling empty, if I'm truthful. It feels like I've emptied out a lot, and at the same time I feel like there's a real love energy that's permeating above and beyond any issues that we may be carrying in our tissues, you know? And So I just first let you say who Life Coach Ade is to everyone and give them and shower them with your blessing.
Yeah, I'm definitely showering you. There you go. Take that real slow so it can come out. With blessings, standing with you wherever you may be, whatever you're moving from, and reminding you to play your way through life. When you play, you heal. You know, life can be serious sometimes, but we also have a choice to relax and be fluid and be flexible. Today, I'm expressing as a teacher and a student of life, and both speaks to how I exist, how I express myself as a student and teacher of life, because I learn so much about life as a student. I get so excited, I teach it. And while teaching it, I learn some more. So I'm just both. I'm a teacher and student of life, always open to learning, always open to teaching, and not forgetting to play while I'm at it.
Well, you know, thank you for that. I am... You know, this whole thing I wanted to speak about tonight is about, you know, the currency. When we think about circulation in our bodies, and I want you to weigh in on this too, it's like when we think about our circulation, our lifeblood, you know, it's flowing through our bodies, it's pumped from the heart. The heart is very important in that currency. And when we think about it, and I'm just throwing this out because I wanted to really get a lot of feedback from this, from you, from anyone that is listening. You know, when we think about our heart and our heart and how the heart gives, and that's why I wanted to play that piece, the heart rhythm, the heart, the heart shows, the heart knows, the heart shows, and the heart bestows, and the beat goes on. And it really does go on until it stops and you're done. But it does go on, and it's something that we take for granted. And it is something that most people are in a lot of different ways, even if it doesn't look like it a lot of times. They're exhibiting love, even if it's a lack of love, even if it's that they don't actually feel the love coming to them, so they're acting out. They're mm-hmm. acting out because they're not feeling the love, but the love is still the theme, yeah? Mm-hmm. And it's still coming, and it's still circulating. It's still, help me out, it's the circulation. It's still the giving and receiving. It's still the mm-hmm. you know, because when it circulates, you know, the energy circulates through our bodies. The energy circulates in how we respond to people and react to people, or when we relate to people is what I really want to say. When we're in relationship, you know, there's an ebb and flow. There's an energy. And sometimes the energy is held back because this person reminds us of somebody, or they did something that, you know, that pretty much most of the time that's what it is. Now, sometimes it's because they actually did something, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times, I've dealt with a lot of people, worked with a lot of people, clients and such, that it reminded them of either their dad, their brother, their ex-boyfriend, someone or girlfriend or whomever. And so it's something about the ebb and flow in a relationship. And when I think about it, I think about the blood that goes through our body, the circulation. I think about the ocean. I think about the ebb and flow of life, you know, just going through, and how we cut ourselves off from this ebb and flow is how much we embrace the ebb and flow and show it in our beingness is evident in our surroundings, you know, and who we mm-hmm. see around us, who we're relating to, whether they get on our nerves or whether they or we just feel so yummy right now with all the people around us, you know. What is it, mm-hmm. Our environment, our life situations, you know, how we feel about our life situations, all of that is about how we are currently dealing with this currency, this circulation of life. But anyway, I'm going to let you weigh in. But I just wanted to put that out there for people to weigh in on and see if you can feel me, because I want to hear you.
That's right. When there's a flow, you can definitely feel it. If you're not feeling it, you're not in the flow. Mm-hmm. You're stagnant. Mm-hmm. Because there's a friction that's created when something is moving. It's electrifying. You can feel the friction in that currency. Sometimes it rubs you the wrong way, and sometimes it rubs you the right way. You get to choose.
Mm.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah, the flow energizes us. That's why, you know, people light up. They say, wow, there's so much light around you, because they're allowing the energy that is the energy that joins all of us together, the energy of love, to flow through them uninhibited. You know, and some people look, I don't know, they look kind of sad because they got all this stuff. They're worrying, they're judging. It's just blocking the light that wants to be revealed. You know, so when you talk about acting out is a call for love. I'm really, really clear that as human beings, we're either reaching out, asking for love, or expressing love. And that love shows itself in so many ways. And when the act comes from a place of, from a heart space. When I say heart space, I'm not just talking about the heart in the center of your body, but I'm talking about everything about you, your heart, your consciousness, your soul, your spirit, your mind, where everything is in alignment from the core of your being. When you give from that place, you can't help but be in the flow, because giving from the core of your being is really an expression of the flow that is already in motion. And we in the Western world, we're very good at being the givers, because I always say giving is very easy. But when you talk about currency, there's got to be an opening for the flow to move through. So giving, you can, even if you're struggling, if you don't have anything, you can find something to give. We block the currency when it comes to receiving, because we, you know, the stories we make up about receiving. In churches, they say God loves a cheerful giver. Hello, I always say this. God loves a cheerful receiver as well. God is the giver of life. And if God is giving life to each and every one of us, God as itself wants somebody to receive the goodness. You know, like, come on, I'm giving you, take it. But, well, you know, I like to give more than I receive. But really, that itself is just blaspheme when we don't receive. And so, you know, we can think of giving love, receiving love, giving energy in the form of our physical energy, money energy, the thoughts that we're putting out there. And one of the things that's important is we've got to really create a space to receive, call the energy back to ourselves and know that it is not selfish to call back the energy that you put out there. When a fisherman goes out there, he throws his rod out into the deep and he is waiting patiently to bring him back to himself. We don't call that selfish. And, you know, this receiving thing, I think we've been conditioned. And, we have been conditioned to believe that receiving is for people who are maybe not well off. And, you know, we don't want to be categorized like that because we have stories around looking like we need something. But we all need something. I don't care if you call it need, want, desire. It really doesn't matter to me, because when deep calls out to deep, it's not even a matter of words or semantics. We all want to feel loved. We all want to feel appreciated. We all want to feel like we belong. I don't care how spiritually intellectual you are, that works, whatever, I'm making up words. Okay, there it is, spiritual intelligent. Ah, I knew it, there it is. No matter how spiritually intelligent you are, you need to be felt. You need to know that you belong. And so this currency thing, I mean, it's happening. Yesterday, as you know, Ambassador, in Atlanta, we had, the last 2 days, we've been having this wonderful experience with snow and people stuck on highway for 18, 20 hours in their cars or abandoning cars, staying at people's house, people bringing hot chocolate. You know, for me, that moves me. I mean, first of all, I was feeling real sad that people are stuck on the highway overnight in that cold. And then there are people saying, yeah, I just couldn't sit down here and watch. I had to go and give something. People were offering their homes. And I really believe that's the way forward, because we're all trying to find our soul salvation. But, and I emphasize but, we have to rethink what that means, because my soul salvation, my soul transformation, my soul expansion is really dependent on my neighbors, on my brothers, on my sisters, on my friends, on my family members. Because if you just feel like, oh, I find myself, I am in a place of peace and joy, and all is well, and I'm on my mountain, you know, my island, you look around, there's nobody there, hey, you know, it's not fun, because in relationships we find ourselves. And so I feel like, you know, we're all going through and growing through a breakdown of old beliefs, you know, trying to figure out when are we giving too much, when are we receiving too much, when are we giving too little or receiving too little. And we just need to relax, get very playful about this, and say, it's a new way of being for me. I'm so clear about what I'm saying, because I see it in my life. Like, we've got to do things differently, or we'll get to the wherever the end of the road is and go, shit, we messed up. So we needed, we could have got here earlier if we had held hands. Well, God, really? You know?
Yeah, I do know, and I know also that feelings and thoughts are the source of all illnesses, all issues, and I'm not even going to say most of them, and some of them is hereditary. We got the thoughts and feelings from, we inherited those, You know, so I'm not even backing that off of that one. And see, I'm just going to say that that's what it is, and that's why we are serious about playing and passionately loving and appreciating ourselves. Because it really is a serious matter when you're thinking about this current, you know, we get up and we think thoughts. We go to sleep, we think thoughts. We're all through the day, the same recurring thoughts and feelings, you know. And what you said was really, really touching because, you know, it does remind me that as above, so below, things happen for a very purposeful reason. You know, and this whole thing, because it was almost like a trick. It was so funny to me how that happened. I mean, I know some people were watching the news and they knew that this was, but it's almost like, what? Really? And I everyone that I love just about was caught out in that. And it was really amazing to me. As well, I know that, again, everything was so very purposeful in that.
Indeed.
To be able to see the evidence of giving and receiving, to be able to see the love that, you know, people were feeling for each other and, you know, just walking by each other in the snowy road at night, you know, walking on ice, trying not to fall and just giving each other, you know, just love, just talking to each other and, you know, just being there, people that never saw before, just being able to just be on this earth and just walk by people you don't know and have something in common and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, it was something that, but sometimes things have to shake up and bring in the chaos in order for order to occur. You know, well, you know, most of the time. So here we are in this moment of 2014 when we're being totally shaken up. I mean, last year was good. It was a goodie. But this year is like, you know, it's wake up. It's a real serious wake up time. It's really like, okay, people, all right, places, please. All right, you know where you're supposed to be. Do you remember? Oh, okay, well, let me help you remember. You know, and so that we can really flow with the currency of who we are, with the power, you know, of who we are, being able to really be in our power, you know, be there, stand in the place of it until you feel it strong enough to be able to move. Just being able to say, I release this. I forgive that because I, what are you feeling about, you know, the whole idea of people feeling guilty and, you know, like, you know, because you mentioned something about, you know, people saying a cheerful giver or something like that. You know, we grew up with different things. You know, some of us grew up in church, so we, you know, we have certain things instilled in our brains. Some useful and some not so useful. So, you know, right now, though, you know, the whole idea of feeling guilty, I know that's where some of my issue came from. You know, I'm still on the confession trail. You know, so, you know, some of my issues and my tissues, they come from, you know, hearing certain things in church. Both of my parents being ministers, it was inevitable. And bless them, they did the best they could. And I know that there's things that I'm still releasing right now, you know, based on that information that came for me, you know, to be able to live my life and learn and grow in this lifetime. So with that, do you feel that people are, you know, a lot of people are dealing with that guilt in terms of how they are dealing with how they're flowing in their relationship and life?
Oh, yeah.
Weigh in on that.
Indeed. I mean, you know, you talk about religion. Religion was used to teach guilt, you know, that there is this man in the sky that's taking notes of all your bad behavior and you're going to be punished. So guilt and shame, people find themselves, you know, as a teenager kissing another boy, another girl, and they're feeling ashamed, they're feeling guilty because now they know they shouldn't have done it. And guilt and shame is in the consciousness of humanity, in the soul of humanity. I really believe that those of us that are on this planet right now, we're trailblazers. We're here to bring love in spite of guilt and because of guilt, because of shame. Because where there's guilt, there is no love. Where there's shame, there is no love. They can't, that energy can't apply the same space. Love would just like, I'll stand by while you milk all the shame you want to milk. Go right ahead. I have no judgment of you holding on to shame or guilt. But we are all learning to practicalize what love is, to take it more than an airy fairy. Well, I love everybody. I'm a light being. I'm a love. No, it's to really make it real. And the real question is, can we love ourselves while we are in a place of guilt? Can we shift our consciousness to recognize that shame is something that was passed on and needs to be healed, and love is what is needed? So, yeah, love, guilt, most people don't do things. I was telling a friend a few days ago, I said there's a lot of things I didn't do when I was younger. I wanted to do it, but I was so scared. I was scared of getting in trouble with my parents. But I had curiosity to try it out, but So there's sometimes it's that longing. It's like, well, I never got to do that. When I see some of the things that teenagers do or go wild, I didn't do it because I was scared of being whooped. I just did not want to get in trouble. But it's like
you and me both.
You know? So sometimes I see that playing out. I see things and I'm thinking, I don't know. It's like where you've heard me say this, where we franchise our parents. We do to us what our parents did to us. And we don't allow ourselves to move forward because now we become our parents. And no, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to get in trouble. If you do that, you're going to get a fine. If you park there, you're going to get a ticket. If you go there, you know, your body's going to ache. If you eat that food, you're going to put on weight. We just really just beat the living daylight out of ourselves. And for me, how can we create a space for love, even in guilt? Because there is something, you know, if you imagine being with somebody or you're in a place where you're feeling real guilty for something you did or really feel ashamed of yourself, and then you have a friend who just holds you and says, I understand how you feel. They're not judging you. They're just holding you in that space. They're not trying to even get you out of your guilty feeling. They just love it. It's okay. There's another day. Yeah, we're going to get through this. You know, the comforting words makes us feel renewed. And now we are all being called upon on a soul level to be our own best friends, to be our own parent, and be able to reach out to others when they're in that place of guilt. You know, I think really, if there wasn't guilt on this planet of shame, there's no need for us to be here. We came here to clean that mess up. This is why we're here, to clean up the guilt and the shame and the abuse and the murder and all the separation. We're here to clean it up. We're just, you know, we're trash people. We're spiritual trash men and trash women. We have to clean up the trash, you know. It's like, Earth has kind of got us interference in the energy. Let's go clean it up. You know, and we get to clean it up differently. We can say, I'm going to clean up all by myself so I can be the best cleaner of one of the spiritual beings. Well, you know what? This tree is junky. I need backup. And be able to ask for help and say, you know, I'm tired of cleaning up.
Well, the cleaning up
doesn't take, it's almost like, think about it this way, because I kind of feel what you think I'm saying, but what I'm saying is when there's darkness, just like when we had the snowstorm, the power went out. And in the darkness, you know, there's no power, and the next thing to do is to go get a candle, to just be the light. The candle doesn't have to go through, now they're going to light me up, and I don't know. I'm just going to say, candle receives the friction to light up. So when I say cleaning up the junk, the mess, it's really about us loving ourselves enough that we can create a space for others which will dissolve the guilt, the shame, the self-judgment, the not enough. We start to affirm ourselves even in our mistakes and recognize that everything that is happening is serving to move us forward collectively, because we're not going to get out alive, so we might as well hold each other side by side. Yep.
Well, just so you know, I wasn't making you feel guilty and I wasn't blaming you. I was actually getting ready to say I was just simply getting ready to add to what you were saying, and saying that also when we get tired of, you know, cleaning up, that sometimes there are people who we actually are working
in accordance with, and there are people who just don't want it, and they just they right. you know, they and to say, oh, there's all of that mess over there, you know, I gotta go clean it up, you know, you know, not that's not necessarily so, you know. At this point, what I had to learn in being the world's greatest savior. Oh, gosh, I can laugh about it now. And, you know, I no longer have the hat, by the way, people. You know, is that, you know, you have to know, you know, I'm a lover. I am a lover. And I am a good lover. And I know that, you know, when I love, it's really yummy and good. Now, to really put that out there and try to make somebody say, here, take this good love, take it, and they don't want it, yeah? I'm not the lover for them. Can I just get over it, keep it real, and keep moving? They're waiting for someone else. They're waiting for someone else. So in terms of flow and energy, we need to know where to flow our energy. It's okay if somebody is not wanting to play today. If they're not wanting to be over here and in your playground, it's okay. It's okay. And I know that I had to learn that, and I learned it very well, I must say. And it's good. It's good. It's good, because as we learn and we grow, you know, we begin to know and show everything that we need to do. You know, for people that are around us in our environment, they talk about we live and teach by example. This is how we do this. This is how we do it. Dun, boom, dun, boom. Okay, I can't. See, that's why y'all need I need people to call in and talk to me, so I won't be doing all this crazy stuff. But yes, indeed, I think we might need to take, are we taking a break tonight? We might need to go and take a break now.
It's your call. It's your call.
Oh, yeah, let's take just a one minute break, and we'll come right back.
Okay, well, let's all go get a glass of love. I got mine next to me. Drink up.
Oh, yeah, let me get my glass of love.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
And we're back. We're back. We're speaking about currency and flow tonight, and it's really flowing well for me. I know it's really flowing well for me, because this is really something that has been really touching me for a while in my relationships with people and how I've been relating. And I'm so glad to have Ade here with me. Ade, are you there? Are you
I'm
there,
here.
Ade?
I'm kind of standing by the speech of the decide if I want to jump on it or just watch other people swing on it. Yeah, I'm right here. Well,
okay. No, that's cool. But, you know, I want to ask you a question, you know, because I know, like I said, people are dealing with a lot of different things. I was talking about it last week, people calling about a whole lot of different things, and it all is about, you know, how we treat ourselves and how much time we are invested in ourselves. Now, when you, Ade, or life coach Ade, are feeling depleted, how do you replenish your wellspring?
I must say that, funny, I'm listening to the answers coming up. Let me put it this way. I am good at really feeling where I am, feeling my internal temperature. And there are times when I just feel like I can't give anything right now, because it's like my body's telling me, like, hey, dude, I'm just trying to tell you now, listen, we don't have any to go around. We just have enough for us, okay? So, and it's like, it's a quiet conversation, you know, and I will feel it if I'm working on a laptop, if I'm talking to somebody, I get that feeling, and I feel like I'm pushing myself up a hill, and my body's like, hey, we done told you now, hey, all right? And I've learned to just, for the most part, and I think, you know, I stay up late, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, even when I'm not depleted, when I'm just sometimes I'm working. But I've learned to just create that space to say, you know what, I don't have anything to give anyone right now. I got to give to myself. And I have to remind myself there is a reason my phone has a voicemail. So this is a good time to use it, as opposed to think I have to get you recalled. There's a reason my phone has a voicemail. And if they leave a message, it will be there. Now, if they call and don't leave a message, it wasn't important, so don't trip. You can see that it was a missed call. So I have to really parent myself. Now, one thing that you talk about confession, one of the things that I started doing, it was 2002, December, take a weekend, like a Saturday, they just quiet. I don't talk to anybody. I just, you know, be in meditation, read, but just nourish my spirit with things, just in different ways. Sometimes I can spend some time just being completely silent. Sometimes in that silence, I'm reading and just listening to spirit. I haven't done that in a while. I had even planned to take the end of this month, like 7 days, but I haven't found anything. But what I have become very diligent about is checking in with myself, because this work that we do, it's so easy to give. Like you said, I'm about to say, oh, let me go clean that up. I know, I can help. I can, you know, I feel like this is what I'm here to do. But I've learned to listen and say, just because you can do it doesn't mean you're the one to do it. Yeah. And when guilt comes up, sometimes like, well, how could you not help if you have the resources? I just thought to myself, well, right now I need the resources for myself. I need to resource myself. I need to, you know, and hey, everybody's connected to the same source I'm connected to. So if I'm not available, somehow God, the universe, spirit, and divine, their spirit will find answer. You know, I'm prayerful. Sometimes even in my quiet time, I might check in. If a call comes in, I check in if I should answer. Spirit will say no, let it go to voicemail, and sometimes say answer. But I do pay attention to my body, because this healing field that we're in, we can get so caught up in keep giving. Caregivers give so much of themselves that they end up being depleted. Some of them end up committing suicide or becoming depressed. So I've just decided that I want to do this work for as long as possible, and I want to do it with a right mind, healthy. So it's important for me to say, pull back.
Excellent.
Sometimes I just pull back. You know, you're not the supervisor of the planet. God's got it. So you're not on call right now. You're not on the list. God's got somebody else to stand in. So that's what I do.
That's right.
In a nutshell.
Okay. Well, yeah, because there is the universal manager. You got that right. And see, and thank you for that, because I know there's a lot of people that really needed to hear, you know, something that was practically spiritual, you know, like, and we really do. And for me, I feel like if I go with a word out today from this particular show on the playground, it would be to really start merging. I've been enjoying merging with you, you know, merging your world with someone else, whether you, you know, always were around them or you just watched them at a distance and you like what they were doing. And it's a time now where things are shifting and changing, all for the good, all for the good. Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier, if you grab somebody's hand, you're going their way, you know. Y'all can help each other to get there faster, and you can cover so much more territory. So in your life today, you know, if you're feeling, you know, that flow and that energy, and you're feeling about how much am I giving, how much am I receiving, how much, just relax, you know. Just feel what feels good to you. Feel if this is good. Does it feel good at the thought of just going and pouring this out, that this need is there and I can give it? Does it feel good that I can receive this right now, because this is coming for me? I see this wave and I feel it coming. I see it and feel it. You know, I can accept this good. I can accept it right now. And so I am really, really thankful, you know, Ade, for you always, you know, hanging out here with me. And I don't know how long we do this, because I'm listening to spirit, you know, as you are. And that's the best way to go. And that's the other word of advice. Don't get all in your head about stuff. Just allow. As your children say, allow it. Okay. All right. Now I'm gonna release this soapbox right now. Let Cynthia James have it. She's standing in the light, and you can find her at CynthiaJames.net. All right, Ade. Catch you on the playground next week. I love everybody. Love you. Bless you. Thank the Creator for you. Ombasa out. Standing in the
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.